Blog Talk Radio.
Use all of your courage in Jesus to overcome. Believe there is no circumstance that can defeat you in your purpose to accomplish anything in your life. You got to believe it though, brother.
Yeah.
Faith is a substance of things hoped for. You got to believe. Come on.
the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. Lafayette is spelled LaFayette. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled StraightWay.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah, saints. Bless you all. Thank you all for tuning in. Let me know if you can hear me, please. Give me a sound check so I can see where we're at with the sound. See if I'm coming over or not. If I can make the proper adjustments. Give me a 10 being the best and 7 and 1 being the worst. You know what I'm saying? So am I coming through? Can you hear me? Give me a sound check, please. I'm not coming through, saints. Can you hear me? Can you all hear me? All right, let me see what's going on. Come on. All right, y'all can hear me. Okay. My chat's not, hold on, let me see what I got. Am I still coming through, saints? Am I coming through loud and clear? I want to make sure you guys can hear me. Hallelujah. All right, and yes, put me a number, 10 being the best or 1 being the worst, please. Let me know. Am I coming through? Hallelujah. Sister Brittany says 10. Everybody saying 10. Vincent, all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Well, thank you, saints. I appreciate that. Just want to make sure we can go forward and be heard. Hallelujah. Well, thank you all for joining me tonight on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast, the Brother segment. I'm your host, Deacon Doug Bell, for those of you who don't know me. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. All right. Praise Yah. Hope everyone's doing well, having a nice, beautiful summer so far. It's been hot here. A little bit of rain today. But hallelujah. Y'all still good. We'll take the rain and we'll take it when it's dry. Hallelujah. All right. Thanks. Don't you guys forget the Be a Blessing list for the things that we need for the feast that's coming up for Tabernacles. For those of you that's going to be here, and for those of you who are not going to be here, if you have something that you want to send, you contact the dining hall and they can let you know what we need off the Be a Blessing list. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For you all do make it. Brother Ugly, do appreciate you, my brother. I don't know how, I probably don't say it every time, but I do appreciate you being a faithful co-host, my brother, for all your time and effort that you put into helping us all on these broadcasts. Hallelujah. On the first day, do thank you, my brother. Hallelujah. And all of you that joined in as well. Your faithfulness does not go unappreciated and unnoticed. Hallelujah. All right. You know, Pastor preached a good word yesterday. Hallelujah. For those who are, for the souls that were hungry enough and wanted to feed, Most High does give us shepherds to feed us, to feed the flock faithfully. At least here at the Straightway Truth Ministry, I can vouch for them. Our Pastor Dow and Pastor Court. Hallelujah. You know, I was thinking, you think about the messages on YouTube that's been going forward on the community living. That Brother Michael Israel's doing the series, Community Life series. And the first person he interviewed was Pastor Dow, then Elder Rufus, and the last one was Elder Mitchell. And I tell you, they are doing some good videos to listen to. They're bringing forth much wisdom and insight to community living. And just the way things that we got going on at Straightway. And, thanks, it's good for you all to go back. If you haven't listened to them, make sure you get to them. But, there's a lot of people who are spying on our liberty that are without the ministry as well, who are looking into this community living thing. But many of them they'll never be able to attain to that because they don't know how to do it by faith. They don't know how it's going to work. They got all their fears and the things that hold them back from being able to do it. But number one, it takes faith. That's a little key element there. And then it's going to take wisdom. But they're not going to, and many of them, they would do well if they would go and listen to, if they would contact Pastor Dow. He makes stuff available. So if you want to know how to do this thing, reach out to him. He'll give them the wisdom. But they want to listen and try to do it on their own. And that's not smart. You got a man there with wisdom to help you to have a thriving, successful community. You don't want to take advantage of that. That's very foolish, in my opinion. Very foolish. But anyway, but that's part of that self-deception and the pride of men's hearts that won't allow them to humble themselves and go to a man that's wiser than them. Of course, also, we got, us being Israelites, there's a lot of rebellion. And Israelites. And that's a key factor, too. They don't want to have to submit themselves. But anyway, hallelujah. I mentioned the Be a Blessing list there, right? Brother Ugly posted the link in there. And, thinking about the Be a Blessing list, how about for some of you that come to the feast, let's put yourself on the have a make yourself available list. You know what that make yourself available list is? The chore list. Because the minute you come to the feast, you're available at mealtime. You make yourself available at mealtime, breakfast time, dinner time, doing the things that your flesh love doing. But you don't come to the feast to serve the Most High. You know, the world commands us to come before him three times in a year, right? And not to appear before him empty. But many of you come empty of service. You know, the Son of Man came to serve, not to be served. But we don't have that Spirit of Christ within us, of the Messiah, in us, operating that way. Some of you, not all, some of you. And it's a damn shame. Now, I can tell you, a person that's a good example of service, look at Brother Greg from Texas. Now he's living out here in the community in Kentucky now. Hallelujah. He's on this side of the U.S. anyway. And every feast, Brother Greg is faithful about making sure the shower house is clean. This is the brother's side. I mean, since I have known him, since we've been having the feast here, Brother Greg has always made him and the Houston Saints available. You know, of course, Brother Greg's under Elder Mitchell. That brother's faithfulness and that diligence in it is just mind-blowing. I'm like, man, wow. It's like, Father, thank you for brothers like that. Hold on a second. You know what? Let's go to 1 Corinthians 16. I'm going to continue my thought here. Well, let me pull this up. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 15. Let me get there. I'm in the wrong chapter. Excuse me. 16:15. I beseech you, brethren, you know, the house of Stephanus, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Not to say that about Brother Greg, but he's addicted himself to the ministry of the saints in that regard. And of course, him running the fellowship down there. You know, the brother's serving is just off the chart, if I can say it like that. You know, his commitment to the ministry. But many of you have not addicted yourselves. You know, you're addicted to serving your own self. Hold on a second. What there's a scripture I was thinking about. Hold on. I'll get it to you. But, you know, but Greg, him, Brother Mike's house, Brother Mike from Texas, Brother Mike Harris, his family, another family that's addicted to the ministry. Sister Marshala, how she serves. He's, you know, his children come here. I mean, it's just amazing. That family does a lot. I mean, and I can name a bunch of the saints that are like that. Not only here straightway, but in other places too. So, but the thing is, you know, it's amazing. It just amazes me how some folks will spend a whole feast long. You hear them, see them running their mouths and doing whatever, but they won't. But never see them participating in any of the labor that would help make the feast go better for everybody else. If they had to, if they would make themselves available. And just serve the rest of the body. But don't worry about it. You know, someone else will pick it up for you. Since you don't have the heart, the spirit to do it, the Father has to raise up someone else with his righteousness in them to get them to do your job for it. You know, to show that love of Christ that's within them for you. Hallelujah. You know, I had a lot of brothers reach out to me, you know, making themselves available. Previous feast. And I appreciate that. I really do appreciate that. But you know, when I think about that chore list, you know, a lot of you will sign up on the list, but you don't go back and make sure you do the job. You put your name up there for show. Remember Rosanny Roach? I don't know, have you ever been here before? I don't know you, sister, but If you come, if you're coming to the feast, just hook up with Sister Ashley, and she'll direct you. Of course, we got the sisters chore list, so you can just, you know, you can get on that too. But if there's anything else that you'd like to help with, hook up with her or some of the sisters that live here on the land. They will use your volunteerism. You know, this is Tennessee. The volunteers, called the volunteer state. I guess that was for the Civil War, I think. But anyway. Anyway, a lot of us, you know, a lot of things we need to, you're new, but the other blessing invited you. Okay, sister, well, bless you. Bless you, bless you. Yeah, just hook up with Sister Ashley when you can. She'll help you out, direct you too. And you know what? Another thing too, brother, while we're on this serving at the feast thing too, you know, a lot of you men too, brothers, your wives can be available, but you don't let them serve. If you ain't doing nothing, you won't let them do anything. And that's a damn shame. You know, other sisters run themselves ragged, but yours, you know, shooting the breeze on the pavilion, hanging out in the dining hall on the laptop, you know, they ain't working. They ain't doing the work from home either. You know, watching YouTube videos or just whatever. You know, running to the store shopping, you know. And it's a damn shame. I mean, your wives aren't busy like Pastor Dow's wife. Or some of these other sisters, they got like four and five children, and some of it's harder for them to serve. You know, and some of them do it anyway. They don't make no excuses. But you're so important. You're such a big head that you need all your, you know, you restrict your wife from being able to contribute. You know, because you're an unprofitable servant, and you make her an unprofitable servant. You know, because you're just so damn selfish. Hallelujah. And some people, you know, of course, come to the feast, you know, just to serve, just for the, you get the praise of men. You know, you read about that over in John chapter 12, verse 43. Okay, let's go there. Let's go there. Post that in the chat, please, Brother Ugly. Talking about the Pharisees. I just thought of verse 42. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of Yah. You know, so these men doing things for appearance sake. They'd rather be approved of men, but instead of approved of Yah. Now, you think about this thing. Then you look at the word integrity. Now, integrity is what you do when there's no one around. You got true integrity. You do right whether you're around someone, but especially when there's no one there that has an eye on you. And that's what I was saying about the list earlier. People sign up on the chore list, but yet the jobs don't get done. I don't even have brothers come to me. Brother so-and-so was supposed to be helping me, but I haven't seen them all day. Or can't find them. Well, that sister signed up with the sister to do dishes, and she had seen that sister all week. You know? And it's a shame, but there's a lack of integrity and a lack of honor and respect for the Most High. You know, and don't forget, too, you know, if you've done this unto the least of these, my brethren, Jesus said, you've done it also unto me. So let's make sure we remember that. The things that we do, we're doing them to the Most High. You know, because Jesus is in your brothers and sisters. You know, if you're not serving them, you're not serving him. Hallelujah. That's something to think on. That's something to think on. You know, need to have that character check. That gut check. You know, make sure you want to serve the Most High truly, in spirit and in truth, and being righteous in your deeds. Hallelujah. Well, I hope I didn't steal the joy from you wanting to come to the feast now. Like, well, Deacon, I don't want to know. I don't know if I want to come now because, you know, maybe you require too much. I ain't requiring nothing. You want to come here and sit on your ass? Come here and sit on your ass. I'm not the most, I'm not going to check you. I'm not going to chase you down. Don't worry about that. The righteous of Israel will make sure the jobs get done. So you can come here and be on vacation and, you know, and we'll serve you. But let's go to Ezekiel chapter 10. No, Ecclesiastes, chapter 10. Let's say that. Chapter 10, verse 7. Hold on 1 second here. All right. It reads, I have seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants upon the earth. Now, you read that, there's something wrong with that picture. It should be the other way around, right? The princes should be on the horses. And the servants should be walking. But even at that, that's the way Jesus was. He was the king. But what did he do? He came to serve. And we should be following in the Messiah's example. But a lot of us got that. We're the servants that want to be upon the horse. So excuse me, I'm going to walk while you ride. Give me the reins. I'll pull it for you, master. I'll take you around. Take you anywhere you want to go. That's what some of us got to do, some of you kingly people. What's that, Brother Ugly? We see that. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's right, bro. What did Jesus do? He washed the apostles' feet. Himself and did that, huh? Show them how to serve, how to love one another. That might be something we need to watch out for during Passover at times, brothers, sisters. Those who won't wash anybody's feet, they won't know who some of these devils are amongst these spots in our feast of charity that creep in, these certain men and women that creep in unaware. That might be a good telltale sign. Kind of hard to keep up with that with all the people we got, though. But just a thought. Hallelujah. Glad you put that in there, Brother Huggins. Now, many have that spirit that the Gentiles had. They want to be lords and rulers, but they don't want to be servants. And you know, you look at Pastor Dow. What Jesus said, any man gonna be great among you, let him become your servant. Now, who's a greater servant than Pastor Dow in his ministry? Hallelujah. There's something to think on. There's something to think on, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Don't let me steal your joy from you now. But if I steal it, you never had it. You didn't have it in you if I can steal it from you. Now, if you get genuine ruach, genuine, a true relationship with the Most High, nothing's going to steal your joy. No one's going to be able to steal it. You know, no earthly person gave it to you. They shouldn't be able to take it away from. Hallelujah. All right, brother, let's go to John chapter 1. Wait a minute. Yeah, John chapter 1. Go to the next spot. Let me make sure. Yeah, John chapter 1, verse 47. Let me make my Bible bigger here, y'all, so I can read. Of course, this is Yeshua talking to Nathaniel. And Jesus saw Nathaniel coming to him and said of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. And Nathaniel said unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou was under the fig tree, I saw it. And Nathaniel had no guile. There was no deceit or nothing in him. Now, how many of us can the Most High say that about? Now, we got a lot of guile in our nature. But Nathaniel, Jesus said, indeed, in him there is none. Hallelujah. All right, brother, let's go to Psalms chapter 32, verse 2. Jumping around here a little bit. I'm thinking about Nathaniel. Psalms 32, verse 2 reads this. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no God. And that type of man was a, what? Was a Nathaniel. In his spirit was no God. That's how Jesus was seeing that man. No God in him. Now, it's okay if there's God in Brother Ugly. You know, we'll easily identify in him. And Sister Brittany, Brother Josh, and everybody else. You know, we'll figure everybody else. But, you know, when it comes to figuring ourselves, like, hey, I don't have any guile either. When Jesus saw Nathaniel, he saw me, I'd have been standing right there beside him. He says about me, too. So, you know, the word tells us not to lie or bear false witness. Let's make sure we stop lying. You say that the wrong time. You said standing before the man in Yah, you utter that out your mouth and you drop dead. Everybody don't know. Well, here's a liar. Hallelujah. Anyway, saints, bless y'all. Hallelujah. But you know one thing too, thinking about things like the communities and everything. Going back to that for a minute. Well, no, I tell you what, going back to that, the community, the messages on that, the YouTube series on that, I would tell you things. But a lot of these cases in these communities, especially for the people on the outside, looking in and looking at this thing, trying to peer in and get the understanding, but yet not being partakers. You know, the number one thing you need. Me, far as building community, you must be born again. You want to start there because a lot of you folks that spend all our liberty in this ministry, you don't know the Messiah. You have not been born again. You know, you're a Hebrew after the flesh, but you're not real Israel. Your heart has not been washed in the blood. You have not been cleansed from your sins. You don't have the first part of Psalms 32, too. You know, blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputes not iniquity. You're not clean. You haven't been clean through the word. You want to say you got the spirit by keeping the commandments. But you're doing that. But you're not doing that in him. It's of your own vain works. Because your heart has not been circumcised. So you must be born again. Well, I don't believe in that Messiah. Now, I know some of you probably New Testament Hebrews and all that. Well, Old Testament Hebrews. Well, you can be an Old Testament Hebrew in hell if you don't have Yeshua on the inside. But let's go to Jeremiah 31. 31, verses 31 through 34. But I tell you, you live in community with a bunch of ungodly folk, or people who are not renewed. I couldn't imagine. Now we listen to the pastor plays the demon cuts. Hold on.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Mass Deliverance, September 2002.
Jesus, come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Spirits of drug addiction, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose them and set them free. Come over here, right here. Get on up here. Right there. Loose and set her free right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus. Loose and set her free right now. Spears of explosion. Spears of verbal abuse. Spears of martial art. Spears of cruelty. Spears of hatred. Come out in Jesus' name. All these demons are crying out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, spirits of lust.
Now, that was us at Straightway. All that hell you hear crying out of us. That was our first mass deliverance that we had here at the community. After we got in the deliverance, the pastor started preaching it, teaching it to us. And you hear the deliverance, you know, the freedom the saints were getting, you know, starting with that, when the demons manifesting and crying out. Now, let me ask y'all this. Now, can you imagine living in community with a bunch of people that got that shit in them? Now, we lived together for a while before this, you know, before deliverance came, and we had a lot of issues and things that we had to work out. But even as believers in Christ, in Jesus, in Yeshua, how much shit? We're walking in this truth and love to the best of our ability, but there's still underlying spiritual problems that had to be dealt with. And deliverance is the best way. And I'll tell you, getting that type of cleansing helps you. It really does. It helps you. It's a benefit to the community. And like Pastor says, instead of you walking down the road putting potholes in it with your face, you get the devil out of it, all of you, you'll be a whole lot better to be around. All of a sudden, Teacher Shane ain't so oppressive to me anymore. You're not so oppressive to Elder Becker anymore. You know, because if people get free, things change. So if you get free, you're not so oppressive. You're that devil that you used to be all the time, you know, wearing everybody out. You know, but of course, since you don't want to admit you got problems. But anyway, you people that don't, you can't, you know, you that deliverance thing is even something that's harder for you to even enter into. And that's another door. First, you got to go through the door of salvation. Then you can go there. But can you imagine, you know, being stuck somewhere with somebody full of demons? I tell you, you know. But anyway, hallelujah. Just some food for thought for you people wanting looking into communal living, especially those of you who don't know Jesus, the real Jesus. You need to know Him, learn of Him, and be delivered. While you live in community, it'll help generate a beautiful, pleasant atmosphere. Hallelujah. Okay, just forgot, brother. Yeah, Jeremiah 31. Let me get there. Jeremiah 31. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenants I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith Yahweh. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Christian. But this will be the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith Yahweh. I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their Yah, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know Yahweh, for they shall all know me, from the least unto them unto the greatest of them, saith Yahweh, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. You know, that's the new covenant. Getting that law on the inside. And the only way you're going to get that done, you must be born again. And then you need to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you don't get that just by reading the Word. Reading the commandments, keeping the commandments. No, there's a process. Hallelujah. Say it was ugly. John 3:16. No, not 3:16. John 3, let's start at verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from Yah. No man can do these miracles that thou doest, except Yah be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of Yah. And Nicodemus says unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of Yah. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. And Nicodemus says unto him, Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? How is that supposed to happen? Jesus answered and said to him, Art thou the master of Israel and knowest not these things? And that's the problem with a lot of people out there today. Some of these preachers and teachers, you Israelites out there, black Hebrew Israelites. You're saying, How can these things be? So you're on the outside. You're in the outer court. You can't enter in. You don't have an entrance. An entrance hasn't been ministered unto you. But what you are ministering, you're ministering to make people a twofold more child of hell than you yourselves. Keeping them away from the Messiah. Teaching them your damnable doctrines and lies, and heresies. Blinding them with your hate. You know, working on their feelings and emotions through what the white man has done to them. Because the white man is Esau. No, you need to be born again. You need to come in through the door. And get washed in the blood. And get free from all that hatred. And you'll be sound like them sounds I just played. And it'll be good for you. And who knows? Maybe you'll walk up to a white brother and hug him and kiss him on the cheek and say, Brother, I love you. Instead of the white man, the devil, but you a black devil, full of devil. Man, I tell you, hallelujah. Anyway, bless y'all, saints. Hallelujah. Bless you, Brother Willie. I'll see you on that boat again. Don't fall overboard. Hallelujah. Stay safe, my brother. Hallelujah. You know, one thing, there's a statement that was made. I think it was Elder Mitchell. I was listening to him on the Straightway Life series. Now, you don't mention Elder Mitchell mentioned having skin in the game. You know, that's the commitment you got when you're in the, when you're in the community. Tell you what, but I'm gonna show you. You want to know what skin in the game looks like? In part, I'm gonna show you. Hold on, let's go there. But let's go to Matthew chapter 19. We'll start at verse 27. And I tell you what. Nah, let's start there. Saints, y'all go back and read that in context. This one's take the time. All right, hallelujah. Verse 27. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, y'all hear that? Regeneration. You Hebrews out there, you hear that? In the ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, he also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, skin in the game, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. But you know, let's go here for a minute. Let's go back. Let's read up a couple of verses. You know, because this is skin in the game now. But see, this is many of you out there. Many of you. This is your resistance. This is your excuse. This is your life. Verse 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is, Yah. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. And we're doing that, ain't we? Yeah, oh, hallelujah, I keep the commandments. Here we go. He said unto him, Which? Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Man, hey, I got this in the bag. That's that young man thinking. I got this. I look. And the young man said unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. See, look, I got it made. Hey, look, I got it. I've done all this. You sure? Come on. Hey, that ain't nothing. You ain't said nothing but a thing. That's the attitude many of us got. But, however, what lack I yet? And Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. See, now we got the cutoff. Sell all, forsake all. That's why I said it only takes faith. And that's what when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. Now, some of you ain't got shit. We got a pot to piss in and one window to throw it out of, and you still can't forsake now. Can't give up now. Can't give up the city life. You know, because it's your life. My teacher Shane said, your life. You know, you love the city. You got to be able to go to the clubs, the bars, the shops, and everything that you like doing. That keeps you on God. It keeps you stuck in the city. Well, you know, I got this. I got to do this. I got to do that. Excuses. This is it. I love that more than I love my Yah. I'm more committed to that than I am to Yah. And then you know who your mighty one is now. Uncertain riches. You need to flee idolatry, flee covetousness. But, you know, of course, the disciples, when they heard it, they were exceedingly amazed. Who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible. With Yah, all things are possible. You know, so you can put your skin in the game. There's a cost. It requires something. And then that'll show your commitment. You know, that's your skin in the game. But let's go to Acts. Yeah, that's what it looks like. I'm going to show you another picture of what it looks like again for you fearful and unbelieving folks, people who aren't striving to obtain to this. You know, you You don't want to live community like we do here. You don't want to live on a home style, and you can't live in a communal home like a lot of brothers and sisters do. And some of the people out there have tried and have failed at community, like Pastor Mitch and Pastor Fox and them out there. Well, now, where did that brother was Pastor Fox at? The Ozarks? Hey, anyway. And you got Randy that used to be a part of, you know, they turned it, their community is now the homesteads, you know, just them and their family. All right, skin in the game. Hold on. Where's my scripture at? Acts chapter 4. Let me get there. Acts chapter 4, let's start at verse 31, brother. 31 through 37. Start at verse 32. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that all of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them. Let me read that again. Neither was there any among them that lacked. For as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the price. And brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money, and laid it at the apostles' feet. All right, now you see all that skin in the game. That's the commitment. You look at the skin in the game for the saints, you know, piling up. You know, like Ella Mitchell was saying, you know, they live in one room. Him and his family lived in one room. We still are now. Elder Rufus, his family is living in one room. And list the other saints that are living in the community, living like that. But then the people in the communal homes, they living in one room too. The saints in apartments on some houses, you know, living the way they got to live. But either way, they're committed. You know, if you got more space, you got more space. So like the saints in Clarksville, they all live in community in the house. The saints from New York, community in the house, you know, they're all in Clarksville. I mean, yeah, Clarksville, Tennessee. You know, they got scared of the game, though. Brother Will and the Saints at Straightway Promised Land. Living in tents out there. They got some serious skin in the game. They all just suffered affliction together, you know, because Moses chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of Yah. But some of you can't choose to suffer affliction with the people of Yah because your flesh ruling too much. You love your flesh, your stinking flesh so much, you can't lay nothing down. You can't allow it to be crucified. You allow that sin that is in you to reign, being selfish like that. Let sin reign in you. That's your master. And other folk out there, you unbelieving Hebrews. You know, you natural seed, but children of the flesh. You can't even touch this. You need to. But like I said, you got to come through the door. You better come through the door if you're going to do this. And then take heed to the wisdom of the man of Yah. Say, well, if you can't listen to Pastor, listen to Elder Rufus. If you can't listen to Elder Rufus, listen to Elder Mitch. You know, men that are doing something. Being an example. And we got saints that are being examples. So, well, it can't be done. No, it's being done. Just say you don't want to do it. That's the problem. Because it's your will. You got to put some skin in the game. You got to make an investment in the truth. You know, because that, you know, living like that, you know, that's part of buying the truth and selling it not. You know, that's somebody who wants to go first with the shoe and Jesus. They want to go first. And they're showing by living like that. You know, that living that abominable lifestyle you call, that you would call it, because, you know, hey, I just can't do it. You know, but let's go to Amos chapter 8. The prophet had this to say. Amos chapter 8, verse 11. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, the Elohim, that I will send a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing of the words of Yahweh. So the word is going out. So there's plenty of food and water. There's plenty of food to eat, plenty of water to drink. But it's a famine for the hearing. You know, all that preaching that Pastor did on Blog Talk Sabbath evening, Sabbath night, talking about this. You know, building house and dwelling in, growing gardens and eating fun. You know, getting out of the city. You know, the word's going out, but there ain't too much hearing. And those ears are famished. They're hearing the word, but they're hardening their heart. You know, they hear his voice, harden not your heart. A lot of people are hardening their hearts to getting out of the city, coming out of her. You know, and dwelling together. That heart getting hard, boy. It's like, I'm not in the concrete world. I can't touch one of the walls. Harder than the concrete foundation of this building. So hard, so resistant to the Most High. Hate them that much. What a shame. What a shame. You got to be able to hear. For he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear, and then do. After the hearing, then comes the do. Hallelujah. So, but let's go to, one second. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. We're going to read verses 7 through 13. Yeah, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 7 through 13. And let me get there. Hold on. All right, there we go. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Wait a minute. I'm reading way more than I wanted to. Hold on a second. Let's go down here, y'all. So, start verse 7. Let's start with, I'll just read it. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall destroy, shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the workings of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, Yah shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. But let's go back. Verse 10. That's what I really want to focus on. Tell you what, saints, we're going to take a break. I need to get a drink of water here. We'll take a break, and I will be back. Let me get Sister Wanda up here.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
All right, hallelujah. Can y'all still hear me? Hope I'm coming in good. Hallelujah. All right, praise y'all. Am I coming through, saints? Make sure I didn't lose my signal here. Okay, thank you, Brother Josh. Bless you, bro. You know, I was talking about faithfulness on the feast. Brother Josh is another person. Doing great work with them brothers on the food team. Hallelujah. Appreciate you, brother. All right. Thank y'all, saints. Sister Brittany, Sister Mara, hallelujah. All right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's go back to verse 10. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness and them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Now, you know, when you receiving not the love of the truth that you might be saved, that's the key part of that verse or that chapter there. You know, because, you know, think about it. Just think about truth in itself. Sometimes truth hurts. And that's when truth cuts. But when you tell somebody the truth, especially, you know, when you got iniquity working in somebody, you got to walk up and tell somebody they're wicked. And now you love them, and you just speak, telling them that in truth, but they're in a wicked way, and you're speaking that to them in truth, and they can't receive the love that you're coming to them in. You know, if you listen, okay. Hold on a sec. Let's go here. Let me read something to you. Hold on. Why this quote? What the prophet said. When you see a man in his wickedness, and you want him not, He's gonna have blood on his hands. And if you want him not to, if you warn a man and he turns from his wickedness, you know, you delivered your soul and his soul. But if you don't warn him, you got blood on your hands. And so when you got to go to a person of approval, to rebuke them, you know, tell them the truth about the situation they're in, what they got going on. And they can't receive that love for the truth. You know, they can go off in there and they're strong delusion. You look at the situation the pastor brought up, Sabbath, about, what's her name? Dang it. What's that woman's name? Jalon. You think that woman ain't in a strong delusion? Everybody else is wrong except her. You know, Pastor Corey wrong. Oh, Sister Gabby, you know, is everything, you know, Satan himself. You think that woman ain't, don't have a, have a strong, she has a strong delusion. Whatever type of correction she must have got from the, you know, Pastor Corey them loving her, but she received not the love of the truth, that she would be saved. You know, she's given over to that strong delusion, believing her the lies, her accusations in her mind against, you know, Sister Gat, Pastor Cole. And that's a good example of that. Let's make sure we have a love for the truth. You know, again, communal living, being in right fellowship, being in fellowship with the saints, that's walking in the truth. That's doing right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But some people have received a strong delusion because they want to tell us we're wrong. Wrong. You're just cultish. That's a cultish behavior. No, you're just deluded. You're deceived. You're wrong. The people of Yah are together, not scattered everywhere, scattered abroad in that sense where they can't never come together, live together, all right, like they did, like our people did, like we do. But that's a doctrine they can't preach. That's something they can't touch with a 10, they won't touch with a 20-foot pole. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's go to, hold on, let me find it. Let's go to John. The right one. Yeah, John 38. John chapter 18, verse 38. Jesus said this to Pilate. I mean, Pilate said this to Jesus. Hey, we'll read verse 37. John chapter 8, verses 37 and 38. John chapter 18, verses 37 and 38. You know, before I read that, you know, I was thinking about truth the other day, too. Just had a thought about truth. And I remember one time when I was brand new, when Pastor was preaching to us in the dining hall, in the basement, in Gallatin, where we were. And I think it was after dinner. If I'm mistaken. Yeah, it was after dinner during dinner was in the dining hall in the basement eating in the dining area we had there. And Pastor was talking. He was talking to me. He said something and I said to him, you know, you got a point. Right? I said, you got a point, Pastor. And Pastor, no, that's the truth, brother. And I thought when I said that I was acknowledging the truth. But actually, no. That was me making my mental assent, but I wasn't in agreement with the truth that he said. You know, because I wouldn't just say that was true. Now, when the woman that came to Jesus, whose daughter was grievously vexed with the devil, you know, he said to her, hey, woman, you know, he said to her, you know, it's not meat to give the children's bread to the dogs. But what she say to him? Truth, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs, you know, that the children drop on the table. So she acknowledged the truth. Hey, look, I'm a dog. But hey, you know, but I get to eat the bread. The bread crumbs, they fall on the floor. The children ain't going down and getting them. You know, at least give me a crumb. That's all I'm asking for. I ain't asking for their bread. Just give me a crumb. But she had faith again. So Pastor was talking, and I said, you know, you got a point. But no, I had to. I needed to acknowledge the truth. So I could, you know, start developing that love for the truth, not just making a mental assent and making a mental agreement, but no, let's just receive this truth in. Now, receive the engrafted word that's able to save your soul. Why? Because if you don't, you can give over to a strong delusion that you might be dead. Anyway, let's read. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Now, Brother Ugly can't hear that truth, you know, because he got white flesh. Brother Josh, you got white flesh. Now, I got black flesh, so I can, you know, I can hear this truth, right? No. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice, Jesus said. So the true sheep, the true Israelite, the true people of Yah, those that have the spirit of truth, that are of the truth. Then Pilate says unto him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, I find in him no fault at all. And so Pilate spoke the truth there. Jesus was a spotless lamb. He is a spotless lamb for Israel during that examination period. So it's very important that we receive the love of the truth, brothers and sisters. You know, and the truth about us. The pastor was talking to, he was ministering to us yesterday. And he read all of Ephesians chapter, I think it was chapter 1 or chapter 3. But, you know, it's helping us to see who we are, how Yah thinks of us. And, you know, and again, you know, we're princes, we're kings and priests, and princes of the Most High Yah. And so why should we be walking with such a downtrodden, defeated mentality? You know, being overcome of the wicked one. When all power in heaven and earth is given unto Jesus, and look, I give you power to tread on serpents, cast out devils, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cleanse the leper. So we know who we are. Then we'll be able to perform as we should with the tools that we've been given. Hallelujah. Yeah, here's another Ephesians chapter 1. You know, because we are the children of the King. You know, the children of the light. We've been given the power to overcome our adversary, to defeat him in every way, not falling for his wiles and not being ignorant of his wiles. All right, let's go to Revelation chapter 21. Verse 27. You know, of course, this is talking about the New Jerusalem. So Revelation 21, 27. Then we're going to go to Revelation 22, verse 15, Brother Ugly. And it reads, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh an abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. So are you washed in the blood? If you are, then your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. But you look at that, which says, or maketh a lie. You know, how many lies are we making out there by denying the truth, by not walking in the truth? You know, we should be obedient to the Most High. But we're making a lot of lies. Or some people are making a lot of lies, you know. I can say we. Some are making a lot of lies. Living a lie. All right, Revelation 22:15. I've got to read verse 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For with all the dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. You know, so if you don't have a, don't receive a love for the truth, would that put you in the category to love and make a lie? Would it make you one of them people? No, because easy to talk about the dogs, the sorcerers, and the whoremongers, and the murderers, and the idolaters. But what about the liars and the people that love lies? Sunday Sabbath, Christmas, Easter, Esau's the white man. And we can go on and on. So loving and making a lie. There's a lot of things that is happening with. So we got to make sure we're not eating off these other tables. Letting these ministers of Satan who pose themselves as an angel of light teach to us. Like Pastor, you know, talking about Yaki. That's a good one. That's a good example of somebody who's loving a lie, who's got a strong delusion working in. You know, but he made some affirmations in that post that Pastor read yesterday of who he was. Now, that's a false testimony, a false witness, but nevertheless, he's loving and making a lie, and he's living that lie. I did a study on lies some time ago on the word lies and everything, and I think that title was "How Big a Lie Are You Living?" And I look at Yaki, he's a poster boy to living a lie now, and loving it. But, you know, of course, it was based off that scripture in Revelations here, but saints, you know, we got to thank the Most High for what He's done for us. You know, give him all praises, all glory and honor. And we're thankful for the salvation that he's given us through Yeshua, through Jesus the Christ, through his blood, filling us with the Holy Spirit, with the Ruach. You know, it's that's our right and our inheritance in him. You know, because he loves us. Hallelujah. So I'm thankful. Hallelujah. For he's placed me, what he's done for me. Hallelujah. I got something I want to read to us. This is something I had my wife read years ago. I think even 2 years ago, too. When we first got married, trying to help her get strong and knowing the word and knowing who she was in Christ. I'm going to read this to you in just a second here. You get it? This is out of a deliverance book, all right? And it teaches you how to renounce certain things and everything and to make positive affirmations. You know, in other words, it gets you to stop cursing yourself and to speak the word of Yahweh. Hallelujah. I'm going to read this for us. Called the bondage, of a book called The Bondage Breaker. Wow, yeah, here we go. In Christ, I renounce the lie that I am rejected, unloved, dirty, or shameful, because in Christ, I am completely accepted. Yah says, I am God's child. John chapter 1, verse 12. I am Christ's friend. John 15, 5. I've been justified, Romans 5, 1. I am united with Christ, and I am one with him, 1 Corinthians 6, 17. I've been bought with the price. I belong to Yah, 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. I am a member of the body of Christ, 1 Corinthians 12, 27. I am a saint, a holy one, Ephesians 1, 1. I have been adopted as Yah's child, Ephesians 1:5. I have direct access to Yah through the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 2:18. I have been redeemed and forgiven of all my sins. Colossians 1:14. I am complete in Christ. Colossians 2:10. I renounce the lie that I am guilty, unprotected, alone, or abandoned, because in Christ I am totally secure. Yah says, I am free forever from condemnation. Romans 8:1-2. I am assured that all things work together for good. Romans 8:28. I am free from any condemning charges against me. Romans 8:31-34. I cannot be separated from the love of Yah. Romans 8:35-39. I have been established, anointed, and sealed by Yah. 2 Corinthians 1:21-22. I am confident that the good work Yah has begun in me will be perfected. Philippians 1:6. I am a citizen of heaven. Philippians 3:20. I am hidden with Christ in Yah. Colossians 3:3. I have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. I can find grace and mercy to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:16. I am born of Yah, and the evil one cannot touch me. 1 John 5:18. I renounce the lie that I am worthless, inadequate, helpless, or hopeless, because in Christ I am deeply significant. Yah says, I am the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Matthew 5:13-14. I am a branch of the true vine, Jesus, a channel of his life. John 15:1-5. I have been chosen and appointed by Yah to bear fruit. John 15:16. I am a personal, spirit-empowered witness of Christ. Acts 1:8. I am a temple of Yah. 1 Corinthians 3:16. I am a minister of reconciliation for Yah. 2 Corinthians 5:17-21. I'm Yah's co-worker. 2 Corinthians 6:1. I'm seated with Christ in the heavenly realm. Ephesians 2:6. I'm Yah's workmanship, created for good works. Ephesians 2:10. I may approach Yah with freedom and confidence. Ephesians 3:12. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. I am not the great I am, but by the grace of Yah, I am what I am. John 8:24, 28 and 58. That's it, saints. Just some affirmations. Some of the right ways to think about yourself and your place, the position in the Most High Yah. That one don't have to give place to the devil telling you that you're a worthless saint, that you're none of his. You know, some of us, when first born again, used to fight them spirits telling you that you weren't saved, right? That you're going to be condemned, you're still in your sin, that y'all don't love you, all that kind of stuff. All them lies the devil would bring to you because you didn't know the word. If you wrote those down, that's something good to have, and you can use that. Hallelujah. Well, anyway, brothers and sisters, I do appreciate your time tonight. We thank you all for your service, for your love, for your work in the ministry that you do on your part. We pray that you all continue to stay faithful. Remember to keep the shepherd uplifted, him, the pastors, the elders, and each another, one another. And make sure we keep these prayers going up. Make sure we're sending breaking curses. Doing our warfare. Anyway, thanks. I do love you all. Thank you. Appreciate your time. And I will bid you shalom.
I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.